The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with another Just Veggies podcast. I also write the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here at plantersplace.com. Thank you for joining me today. We will be talking about climate change and longer seasons. Climate change is impacting your garden and your gardening activities in multiple ways. You may or may not have noticed, but perhaps you have noticed some signs, such as your cold weather greens lasting through the winter just a little bit longer. Or perhaps your garlic is sprouting early. Mine is, that's for sure. The warming climate's impacts can be and are more insidious than destructive storms and continent-wide drought, and they are appearing in our own landscapes. This podcast is the first in a two-part series on the effects of climate change in your garden. We'll begin with what I alluded to above, your growing seasons lasting longer than they had in the past. So at first glance, having your growing season lengthened, maybe you have an earlier spring and a later die down in the fall, that might seem like a wonderful thing. You can harvest cold weather greens deep into the winter, as I mentioned above, or you get those tomatoes and peppers in the ground a week or two earlier, which means getting a harvest maybe a week or two earlier, which is always fun. What could be wrong with that, right? Well, here's what's wrong with that. Plants that flower earlier may miss the emergence or migration of the bees, moths, butterflies, and all the other pollinating creatures that service them. The two ships passing in the night scenario could happen with beneficial insects and the bad bugs they prey on. This could lead to population explosions of insects and pests that will devour or otherwise harm your crops in your garden and in your landscape in general. Let's talk about climate change and its changing the growing zones. The longer growing temperatures extend through the year, pushing back what we gardeners call the shoulder seasons, the fewer and less chance there is of cold days. This has resulted in the USDA, U.S. Department of Agriculture, adjusting some of their plant hardiness zones to a half zone warmer. So you can actually read the USDA's reasons for changing their map, and you can find that if you just Google USDA.gov and find the plant hardiness zone map. And you can also interact with that map and input your zip code. And from that, you can see how your particular region or your zip code has adjusted since 2012, when the USDA hardiness zone map was last adjusted. The implication of such changes in growing zones is that it allows plants and pests from warmer zones to survive in regions in which they were once not able to survive at all. This non-native flora and fauna will compete with native elements and just, you know, could overtake them in general. In other words, keep an eye out for weed, insect, and disease-causing species that you have not experienced in your garden previously. Well, what are we going to do about it? We just can't simply turn the temperature down. We've been trying to do some initiatives for decades now to no avail, or it's not doing very well. So how can we, in our own gardens, intelligently meet the challenges that extended growing seasons present? Here are a few suggestions. Plant tomatoes, peppers, and other veggies that require pollinators at your usual time, i.e., do not give in to the earlier warm weather. Plant your flowering annuals, like likely already in bloom at your garden center, near your veggie patch. This will encourage pollinators that are buzzing around, maybe not the ones typical, but the ones that will pollinate your vegetable garden. It'll encourage them to come visit and pollinate your crops. You can also use row covers and small tunnels to protect your crops from munching insects. I would especially do this in the springtime. Also, you can use thick layers of mulch to discourage non-native weedy species from taking hold in your garden. And also, weed often. So, like I said, these are just a few suggestions for making your garden more resilient to the effects of longer seasons. Next time out, we will discuss how climate change is impacting the very basis of your garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.